Fuck. I missed the weekend again. I'm sorry. I was fucking half-cocked shit-faced on the weekend, and I did that other one, so fuck. I'm sorry. But I got some good ones for this fucking week, so I'll fucking fire it up. And I know last fucking episode I said I was never gonna turn this into a baby fucking, oh, my baby spit up fuck. No, I'm not doing that. I literally have good shit about fucking that correlates with the fucking child, so I'm gonna tell it. But we got this fucking fancy baby monitor. And it's like, you remember baby monitors back in the fucking day? Like, fucking even 10 years ago, like, it was like, oh yeah, maybe a camera, maybe like you get the voice and shit. It's like, dude, if you look at baby monitors nowadays, you pay like $200 and you got like the camera can like, it's like heat sensor. It's like heat sensor, like that fucking movie Predator, where the Predator could see everybody, like their heat signatures, and then would like kill them. It's like that. It's like, dude, I can like tell where her cold spots are. That's fucking insane. And the fucking broad's like, my wife is like, yeah, like it's pretty cool and shit. So like it comes with like this little monitor. Like it has like almost like a little phone that like connects to the camera so you can walk around the house and see how the baby is and if she makes a fucking noise, shit like that, right? So like the other night I was just fucking chilling. I was like, yo, I'm gonna go fucking, I think I'm gonna go downstairs, have some beers. I'm like, you and the baby are going to bed, so I'm like, I'm gonna go fucking hang out. She's like, all right, just take the fucking monitor down, little fucking thing with you, just to make sure, you know, if the baby wakes up and shit, you can fucking come up and get her if I'm asleep. I'm like, ah, no worries, whatever. So I go downstairs, fucking throw on the old PlayStation 5 and fucking start playing some fucking Madden, some fucking football, a little bit of golf. I'm like, yeah, fuck, I'm gonna play some like football against people. Like, that sounds good, right? So I get into this fucking game, I'm looking at the monitor, everything's fine, I'm like, whatever. So I start playing this game. I get in this game with fucking, I don't know what it is. Every time I play football, I get a fucking black dude. And a black dude that just calls me the N-word. He's like, fuck you, did-a-did, fuck you. And I'm not gonna say the word because I don't wanna get fucking canceled. But I was like, fuck you, did. I was like, alright, man, like Jesus Christ. I was like, dude, stop. Stop calling me the N-word. I'm white. It's fucking offending me. Fucking stop it. He's like, fuck you. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm gonna show this fucking black dude how white people talk shit. And then I went on a tangent. I was just like, I fucking hope your fucking mother gets AIDS, you fucking black piece of shit. I was like, I hope she shoots up with a fucking dirty needle and gets hepatitis C, you fucking black ghetto piece of shit. Shut the fuck up. Suck a fucking dick, faggot. And he's just like, fuck you white piece of shit. And then we're just going back. He's like trading racist shit. And I was like, hey, you know what white people don't do that black people do? Work, motherfucker. Get off your fucking video game and go get a fucking job, you drug dealing fucking bitch. And he's just like, motherfucker, you fucking crazy. Fuck you, man. I was like, ah, we're all right. And then like literally the guy's like, all right, you're chill. Like, we can fucking chill. I'm like, all right, bro. We just start playing fucking football and we start having normal conversations. Like literally, like, yeah, man, how many kids do you have? And we just started going back and forth like we're best friends. Like, we just had to lip each other off to get through it. So I was like sitting there, like fucking playing, like 2 minutes later, and like I hear like bang, 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 bang. The fuck is that? I get up, take my headphones off, go over. It's like my girlfriend at the bottom of the stairs. And she's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I was like, what do you mean? She's like, are you fucking stupid? I was like, no. And she's like, literally, I can hear everything you're saying through the goddamn baby fucking monitor. I'm like, what? It's a two-way fucking thing? She's like, yeah, it's a two-way, you fucking idiot. She's like, look on the little pad. She's like, there's a music button, a comment. There's like a fucking, another thing. She's like, you have the fucking volume, like, or the fucking little piece that, like, can talk back on. She's like, I can hear you calling that guy a fucking piece of shit and telling him to go get a fucking job and shit. I can hear everything you're saying. I was like, oh my God, I'm fucking sorry. And she's like, you woke the goddamn baby up. Like, literally, the baby woke up to you yelling, motherfucker, go get a job. Like, shit like that. Like, oh, fuck. I am so fucking sorry. Like, I did not know it was a two-way. She's like, use your fucking head. I'm like, oh my God. Like, that did not work out the way I fucking thought it was. I was like, all right, well, at least I know the fucking baby's a two-way monitor now. Fuck's sakes. Jesus Christ. And it's like, then today, we went back home to like back, I say back home, back to my mom's house, because I had to sign more fucking lawyer papers to get my dad's money released. So we go back and whatnot, and it was fucking chill. We went, we saw my mom and my sister were actually there and brought the baby back, and they saw the baby. And I go into my mom's fridge. I was like, "Oh yeah, do you mind if I have a drink or whatever?" She's like, "Yeah." She's like, "I don't know what's in there. I just want like a drink of water. Like I didn't want any alcohol or anything." So I open the fridge up, and there's like a fucking big juice jug full of like, full of orange juice. And I was like, "When the f-?" And I'm like, in my entire fucking life, I've never seen my mom drink orange juice. And I was like, "Why the fuck are you drinking orange juice?" And she's like, "Oh, I'm not." She's like, "The fucking neighbor next door brought it over, and she gave it to me. And I don't know why she gave it to me." And I was like, "My mom is like 80 fucking 2 years old." She's like, "She had me when she was 44. I'm 39, so I don't know what the math is, but it's around that fucking area, 80 whatever." So she's a fucking white-haired old woman, and I guess this fucking neighbor came over and was like, "Oh, I brought you some Tang," and my mom's like, "Oh, okay," and she's like, "Yeah, like just the neighbor's a female." She's like, "Yeah, just have a glass before you go to bed, and it'll help you sleep." And I was like, "What the fuck?" So I'm like, I pour a glass, and I'm like, "What the fuck is this?" Take a drink. It's literally vodka. And I'm not talking like vodka, like there was a little bit of vodka in it. This thing was like mixed. Like this is probably like a 26er. Like it was like 2 liters of vodka with a little bit of fucking orange juice for color. And I was like, I'm like, "Oh my God, that's fucking vodka. That's fucking vodka, Mom. What the fuck?" And she's like, "I knew there was something wrong with it, but I thought the orange juice might have turned." So she's like, "I had 2 glasses of it the other night, and Ryan, I just went to bed and I slept for about 10 hours." I was like, "Jesus Christ, you're fucking lucky you only slept 10 hours. If I drank fucking 2 glasses of this, I'd be out for a day and a half. Like, this is like fucking, this is like pure vodka." She's like, "I don't know, Ryan. The neighbor brought it over, so I was just being nice." So I was like, "I'm pouring this out." She said, "Well, don't pour it out." I'm like, "I'm pouring it out because you don't need to be drinking goddamn straight up 90 fucking 10 fucking diluted fucking vodka fucking drink. That's nuts." She's like, "All right." I pour it the fuck out. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So I went to the lawyers, and if you listen back on some of the old episodes, I had a bit of a run-in with the lawyer. I kind of might have fucking scared the shit out of him a little bit and maybe flexed a bit, right? And like went to the lawyers to sign the papers to get my dad's money released, and the lawyer wasn't even there. He didn't even come out of his office. I could see him in his office. He like stayed in there, and then his like secretary comes out. She's like, "Okay, just sign all this." I'm like, "All right." Signed everything, got everything. I'm like, "Okay." I'm like, "Wow, I was out of there in fucking 5 minutes. I literally signed 5 papers. It's like, "You're gonna get this money, fucking away you go." I'm like, "Fucking sweet." I'm like, "Well, I got a bit of time to kill." I'm like, "Fucking my kid and the fucking girl from her back of my mom's." I was like, "Fuck, I'm out. Let's go over to my old man's." Like, "Fucking my old man always has good fucking shit, so I'm gonna go back and see him." So I fucking went over to my old man's house and shit. He's like, "Yo, what's going on, dude?" He's like, "Ah, nothing." He's like, "Oh, did you hear about your fucking buddy dying?" I was like, "What the fuck?" It's like every fucking time I talk to my fucking old man, somebody's dead. It's like last episode, my goddamn baseball coach fucking dealing illegal finger monkeys and shit. Like, there's always somebody dying, and then you find out, like, shit about them. It's like the exact same thing. So I had this buddy I played fucking football with. He was a good guy. He's about 4 years younger than me. He was a rookie when I was like a senior. Like, I actually shaved his head. We'd have like the initiations. I shaved his hair into a giant dick. And then his mom saw it and she started to cry. It was so fucking funny. It was great. But he fucking died. And I was like, "Dude, how the fuck did he die? I didn't even hear about this." He's like, "Man, it's all over Facebook." Well, I looked up and it was all over Facebook. I was like, "Man, how'd he die?" And my old man's like, "Oh, he overdosed." I was like, "Jesus fucking Christ." I'm like, "That dude didn't even seem like a drug addict. Like, how the fuck does he overdose?" And my old man's like, "Yeah, like, he was hard on the meth. Like, methamphetamine to the 10th power." And I was like, "Fuck." I'm like, "Did you hear what happened?" He's like, "Oh, yeah." He's like, "I heard it from his old man's best friend who lives in the same building as my dad." He's like, "Apparently him and his wife went on, like, this fucking meth binge for, like, a week. and I guess they smoke the shit. I don't know. I've never smoked meth before. I've never tried meth. Actually, that's a lie. I tried meth once because I thought it was cocaine, but it was meth, and I was like fucked out of my head for like 15 hours, and I was like, well, never doing that again. But fucking, so I guess they were on like a binge of like three, or fuck, it was like a week of fucking binging this fucking smoking meth. Well, I guess like they only had three rooms in their house. It was like, there was like kitchen, living room, and then fucking bedroom. Well, I guess when the two of them would smoke meth together, they didn't like to be around each other. So like the girl would smoke meth and fucking hang out in the living room. And then the fucking guy, like my old fucking football buddy, would fucking smoke meth and then hang out in the fucking bedroom. But like, apparently when you smoke meth, you get really paranoid. Like really paranoid and don't want to talk to anyone. You just sit there and smoke meth. Okay? So the story goes is basically like this guy was smoking meth and he told his bride, he's like, I'm gonna lay down and go to sleep. I'm really fucking tired. She's like, all right. So she continues to do meth for like 2 days and doesn't check on him. So for 2 days he doesn't come out of the bedroom. And she's like, wow, like I better go see if he's okay. And she goes in the bedroom and like tries to wake him up, but he wouldn't wake up. So she's like, oh fuck it, leaves for another day, does more meth. And then on the third day, or like yeah, it was like the third or fourth day, she starts to smell something. And it smells like something really weird. So she goes in and he's stiff. It's like he's clearly dead. He overdosed. So she's so fucking high on meth that the guy's been dead for fucking like since he went to go sleep that 3 days ago. He's been dead since that point. Like rigor mortis, he's stiff, and now it's like the stink is starting to come out of him on the fourth fucking day. And she's like, okay, I'm gonna go call somebody. So who's she call? Not the ambulance. She calls his dad. And his dad lives 2 hours away from that town. And she's like, yeah, he's like blue, his lips are white, he's not responding. And the dad's like, he's fucking probably dead. Call an ambulance. And she's like, no, I'm not calling the cops. And he's like, no, don't call the cops, call an ambulance. She's like, no, because if I call an ambulance, the cops will show up. He's like, Jesus Christ. So he fucking drives 2 hours, goes to their house, comes in their house, goes into their fucking bedroom and finds his son dead for like 4 days. Fucking like rigor mortis, stiff, fucking blue, white fucking lips, starting to stink. All the stinks coming out his asshole and his mouth and his extremity. It's fucked. I was like, dude, that's fucking insanity. And my old man's like, yeah, like, you want hear something fucked too? It's like, what? It's like apparently the fucking his girlfriend was like, can we just bury? She was so fucked up on meth. She's like, can we just bury him in the backyard and not tell anyone? And his dad's like, you fucking idiot! Like, fuck you! Like, no, we're not gonna bury him in the backyard. That's illegal. What the fuck? Like, no, we're not doing that. So he calls the cops, fucking ambulance. They all show up. They're like, he's been dead for fucking 4 days. They figured out she's been doing meth for fucking 4 days. Didn't even think about him because she's out in the fucking like 20 feet away tweaking out about whatever and shit. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ. The worst part about it all is, it's like they have a newborn. And it's like, this is like, it's like a newborn and they have a 1 month-old child. And they literally gave it to the neighbors for a month. And thank God the neighbors were like 65-year-old retired people. And they're just like, yeah, she said she was gonna go for milk and then she just didn't come back for like 5 fucking days or whatever the fuck it was, a week. And thank God these old people took care of this fucking child. Well, like the child's parents are overdosing in the bedroom and tweaking out in the fucking living room. I was like, that's fucking nuts. I was like, that's insanity. So after I fucking left my old man's house, I was like, yeah, that's fucking nuts. Like, I can't believe it. We were driving home. I get back home. I start looking at my Facebook. And then I saw it. Then when people start to fucking find out he was dead, then all the tributes came. And dude, this kills me. This fucking kills me to this day. It's like, if somebody fucking dies and they die in a fucking miserable fucking way, and you haven't seen them for fucking 10, 15, 20, whatever the fuck it is, years, don't put some heartfelt bullshit on Facebook so you look like a hero. Like, that's fucking kife. Like, that's so fucking, that is like lower than low. Not as low as pawning off your baby so you can do meth for a week and overdose, but it's still pretty fucking low. Like, what the fuck? So, like, I see all these people like, oh, you were like a true fucking family man. Like, this one dude on my Facebook that I also played football with. He's like, you were a real family man. You cared about everything about your fucking daughter. And I was like, dude, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. This dude literally pawned off his fucking child to the neighbors so he could rock meth for a week. Not a day. Not 2 days. Not 3 days. Not 4 days. A week. He died after the third day, but they kept she kept fucking going. So, like, you're gonna put a tribute up on your Facebook for some piece of shit that's smoking fucking meth and he fucking smoked some fentanyl and died? Like, suck a fucking dick, you fucking clown-ass shit motherfucker. Fuck you. No way. I'm not doing that. I'm not even gonna put up with that shit. So I fucking deleted that guy on Facebook. I deleted anyone that put anything good about the guy. I deleted it. Because I was like, no. Dude, if I fucking go out in a fucking mall and decide to end my life, and I walk into a fucking mall and just start fucking taking out people, are you motherfuckers gonna put me on your fucking Facebook page? Go, he was a really good guy before he lost his mind and started shooting motherfuckers in the mall. No, you're not going to. So don't do it with people that fucking overdose and pawn off their kids and fucking act like pieces of shit. It's fucking bullshit. It's fucking crap. Like, there's better things in the world going on and the fucking pay attention to and shit like that other than these fucking junkies. It's like, man, I'm like, I left. I got the fuck out of that town. I was like, I hate that. I fucking hate where I came from. I hate that it raised me. Like, the way it raised me a certain way, and I appreciate that. But at the same time, if I would have stayed in that fucking, that shitty little town, I'd be on meth right now. Oh, I'd be jacked on meth right now for sure. And that's like where you have to fucking kind of, yeah, you kind of differentiate the fucking, what that town is, right? But we all go through that, I guess. But fuck it. I'm just fucking glad I got the fuck out. I'm just so glad I got the fuck out of there. Oh, God. The fuck else do I have in this motherfucker? Oh, God. Yes, this is so good. So I was driving back. We were driving back from home and stuff, my fucking broad. And it's like, I'm not being racist. So don't fucking get me wrong here, okay? Not racist. I'm kind of racist. I'm not racist. But have you ever noticed there's like an abundance of Indian people in Canada now? Maybe the States, maybe. They are fucking everywhere. Like, Domino's, owned by all fucking East Indians. Fucking gas stations. And they're starting to take over everything. And that's fine, like, if they do it the right way. But, like, I don't know. I just find that, like, everything they do, they cheap out on. Like, I stopped getting Domino's pizza because the fuckers were getting, like, cheap-ass shit. And they were doing it everywhere. It's like, all right, fuck you guys. Like, what the fuck? And then, like, we're driving back, and it's like, my fucking girlfriend's like, yeah, did you see that India landed on the moon? They landed a rover on the moon. I was like, India. India landed a rover on the moon. She's like, yeah. I was like, they have a space program? She's like, oh yeah, they fucking had it fucking since like 94. I'm like, dude, there is so much more India could do than fucking worry about going to the moon. Number one, their fucking ocean. Which is the most polluted fucking ocean fucking inland in the entire world. There's literally milk jugs floating in their fucking ocean from 1982. Literally, I've fucking seen people pull out trash from the 80s. Like fucking 38 years ago, people pulling trash out. It's like, okay, like, there's number one. Like, number two, how about instead of going to the fucking moon, you invent a fucking deodorant that you fuckers can use so you don't smell like curry. Okay? And I'm not being racist. Not being racist. All fucking Indian people reek of fucking curry and fucking ball sweat. And it's because, I don't know if it's their religion that they can't wear deodorant and they have to, whatever the fuck, non-scented because they can't wear alluring colognes. I get that, okay? But you motherfuckers gotta, like, invent a fucking deodorant that you can bless or whatever the fuck you need to do so you guys don't smell like fucking curry. Because every time I get by you fuckers, I just want to puke because you reek like curry. And I know it comes out of your skin. You can't help it. You like spicy shit. I like spicy shit too. But I put on deodorant so I don't smell like ball sweat and fucking spices. It's fucking simple. Number fucking three that you should do before going to the fucking moon. Okay? Tiger attacks. And I googled this. In fucking 2019 to 2021, there's been 108 deaths. Tiger attacks. In India. 108 people have died because of tigers. And they say that tigers, they'll hunt in their fucking, their own little area until there's nothing to hunt. And then they come into the Indian cities and fucking just take them. They'll just walk up and they'll see something and they'll just grab you, kill you, and drag you in the bush because they're hungry. And there's nothing they can do about it. I was like, all right, fuck, number one, we need to fucking figure out this tiger situation because these cocksuckers are just fucking coming in the cities, grabbing motherfuckers and ripping them in the forest and eating them. That should be fucking definitely on the top fucking five list of what you should fucking do opposed to going to the moon. Straight up. I'm sorry. I just feel like you fuckers going to the moon and rolling around the moon and, you know, maybe putting a curry fucking pot on the moon or whatever the fuck you needs to do. There's better things you could do. 108 people is getting taken by tigers. Like, can you imagine that shit? Can you imagine if it was, like, you're in the United States and it was bears? Or, like, we're in Canada and it's, like, wolves? Can you imagine being in, like, fucking Detroit, Michigan? You're just downtown Detroit, Michigan, hanging out with your boys, fucking chilling on the street. And then a cocksucking bear just rolls up and, like, and just grabs you and rips you away and just drags you out of Detroit into the forest and eats you. And you're like, oh, fuck, man, that another goddamn bear attack, bro. Like, fuck, those bears are killing motherfuckers. Like, that's the fucking point of it. Like, figure out your goddamn tiger problem before you fucking worry about getting to the goddamn moon. Jesus fucking Christ. What are we at? 22:15. Fuck it, we'll end it on that. Motherfuckers, have a good week. Have a good weekend. Remember, get fucked up.